Jonathan Shepherd in Lincolnshire, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Your thought? Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Although reflecting on the hosepipe ban and so on, and funny enough, we've got a, you know, parts of the country, Scotland particularly, have got plenty of water. The south is now pretty yellow and parched. You're in Lincolnshire. How's it going for you?
Yeah, well, we were about 20 miles away from the hottest temperature ever recorded, so it's been fairly hot, fairly crispy. I've got two national plant collections, but I took the decision a couple of years ago that I would ensure that they survived using solely collected rainwater, even though under the law, a national plant collection can use a hose with a plumb, even drawing a hosepipe band, to keep them alive.
Someone was telling me that you can install a water butt and you can have a self-pumping submersible hose in the water butt. Is that right?
Yes, so I've got these things called IBCs, which you can get secondhand, which are used to ship around anything from concentrated orange juice to stuff for the brewing industry. They hold 1,000 litres. These days, you can get a battery-powered pump that I can drop it in, and it will send my water to close to my polytunnel, and then I will make sure I water only things in pots. Everything in the ground has to survive. I think gardeners now need to look more and more about what sort of things they're planting and how much water they give. So it's for me, again, it's a personal decision. It's totally ridiculous putting sprinklers on your grass because it's gone slightly brown, because grass will recover. And I don't think people realise that hoses with sprinklers use 1,000 litres an hour. So it's about treating water, I guess, with a bit more respect, given sort of that it will become, I guess, a more limited resource, even though on the whole we're still very much a sort of wet country.
Thank you. I like that. Two national plant collections. And still avoiding hosepipe use. There's a reason.